Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Danny and Dusty.
All right, my rock smashes your scissors.
No, not these scissors, pal. This is a special titanium steel alloy developed by NASA for the space program. These scissors that smash the Raptor smithereens.
No, not this rock. This rock happens to be kryptonite.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
No!
The Fan.
Outer 3 here on Danny and Dusty, whether you're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan, or twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with us on this wonderful, wonderful Czechs Watch Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Days blend together for me. We know this by now. We love you so much. We want you to come out and hang out with us Thursday and Friday.
You're damn right.
Up in Ridgefield, Washington, our annual basketball party is back. George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law presents Fan Madness Thursday and Friday, March 20th and 21st. That is the opening days for college basketball at the Stadium Sports Bar and A&A Sportsbook. All the shows will be up there, Jordan Sprague, me and Will Ortner. Dusty will be in Mexico.
That's right. I'll be getting my tan on.
Come back with those sweet, sweet tan lines.
Mm-hmm.
I already have a couple guests booked. I'm trying to book a couple more college basketball folks so we can have them on talking about exactly what we're watching and some prospective NBA prospects as we start nearing the lottery standings are going to get a little tighter here. But it's going to be a great time. Isaac Stuck will be out there as well. We'll have all of the games, all the coverage, all of the sports bar action that you will absolutely love at the area's top location for the two best days of tournament basketball. Fan Madness is also brought to you by Coors Light and Video Only. Ooh. Make every buzzer beater, bracket buster, and Cinderella run mean more at A&A Sportsbook. Join us for Fan Madness. You can find out more about everything going on at 1080thefan.com.
I love casinos, beer, and televisions.
Yeah, and it's a good time. Look, man, we do our shows, and we have our fun up there during the show, as always. Soon as we get off air, we move 30 feet over to the bar and get our food, get our drinks, and get our degeneracy on.
You're damn right.
And it is a
I'm gonna miss it.
Grand old time.
I'm not going to miss it a lot, though, because I'll
be in Mexico.
Yeah, but I will miss it.
You will miss it.
I will think about it.
Yeah,
and I will think about it.
And then you'll have another mojito in my honor.
Nah, I don't know, man.
Come on.
I don't know. I'll have one. I'll send you a picture.
There you go.
I'll send you a picture. I'll have one mojito.
One mojito.
In your honor.
There you go.
And all the tequila for us.
There you go. We do love it here.
Yeah. Works for me. Little Trace Generations.
Mm. Well, come on. You're in Mexico. You got to go Don Julio. Got to go for the source.
I'm at an all-inclusive resort. It's whatever they're giving me.
You can go up the shelf on a bigger tip. Come on now.
You sure can.
That's how it works down there,
you
ladies
sure
and gentlemen.
Can.
It's a wonderful thing. You make good relationships with those bartenders.
Yes. Yeah.
Those are the people that you take care of the best. 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Well, as a former bartender, yes, I concur.
They remember you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Tip well the first time. 100% every time. Mel Kiper has his new mock draft out, and there are some surprises, to say the least, after the free agency period, and teams that might have been looking one way, they're going the other way, Dusty.
Yeah, a lot of it changes after you have those signings, right? And we start seeing the direction that, again, so much player movement throughout free agency in the NFL, big names getting released, finding new homes. We had several trades throughout the course of free agency too, where guys that weren't on the market became available, and those were holes that were filled by needy teams. Now, that changes all of these mock drafts and where they go, because once you fill a hole, you got to go and find somebody else, and you're on to the next one. And there was some massive movement in Mel Kiper Jr.'s latest mock draft. And I mean, it's kind of been all over the board. Mm-hmm. Like, you've seen three different players mocked at number one.
Mm-hmm. Which lets you know where the consensus is that it doesn't exist.
Cam Ward, Miami's quarterback, mm-hmm. Abdul Carter, the edge rusher out of Penn State, and Travis Hunter, the defensive back from Colorado. All three of those guys have been projected at number one mm-hmm. at some point. It does seem like the settling is now on Tennessee's going to go quarterback. Mm-hmm. They weren't bluffing. They still might be, right? But Cam Ward, they want a quarterback. They need a quarterback. They've whiffed on two other ones mm-hmm. in Will Levis and Malik Willis. So they need a quarterback in a bad way. And Cam Ward appears to be that guy for them. After that, it becomes Thunderdome because of what free agency has done to a lot of teams. And with Myles Garrett coming back to Cleveland, Mel Kiper Jr. saying the Browns just may go, fine, Joe Burrow, you want to throw the ball to T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase?
Have fun.
Good luck, because we're going to go and swoop up Abdul Carter. We'll have Myles Garrett on one side, Abdul Carter on the other, and you have nobody to block for him.
Mm-hmm. You want to send two to Miles?
No.
You're going to single cover him on the other side? Have fun.
That would actually make sense and be mm-hmm. functional. Kiper, then this is where things get really squirrely, because the Giants appear to be the team that's going to whiff on a quarterback. It's not going to be Aaron Rodgers. It's not anybody at Russell Wilson. I don't know. Maybe it is Russell Wilson. But if it is, they're whiffing on a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Shador to the Giants at three.
I felt like the Giants were the team that Prime is trying to steer him away from, were the Browns and the Giants.
Well, he was wearing New York Giants cleats at the end of the year. You remember that?
Oh yeah.
I think a big market.
Yeah.
They don't mind that. They don't mind the big market. If you're going to go to one team in that market, they'd rather have them go to the Giants than the Jets.
Yeah.
But where it gets weird there is that's not the only quarterbacks in the first round, which many thought we'd only see two quarterbacks. There was a thought that, hey, maybe some of these teams at the top end of the draft may hold off, and you can still get a really good quarterback in the back half. Mel Kiper Jr. has Jackson Dart going ninth to the Saints. Ninth. He went from not being a first-round quarterback to maybe, if you squint and a team trades up from the second back into the back end of the first, maybe to ninth, because they need a quarterback for life after Derek Carr.
There was also some talk about Dart if one of the teams like the Raiders were to trade out of the sixth spot to 12, 13, and then maybe trade back again to 18-ish and be like, hey, let's get some assets, and then we're going to take Jackson Dart. Because even after signing Geno Smith, everybody I've talked to that covers the Raiders has said the same thing. That they are still in a quarterback market. Like, yep. don't get it twisted. They look, Geno's in a very solid stopgap, and he's got his relationships with Pete, obviously, but they're still looking at a long-term starter there. But the Saints, they are so bereft of everything that they're just looking around going, what do we do here? And
what do you do?
It definitely feels like a reach for Dart in the top 10. I like him.
Lay him on the table, though. You got Kellen Moore, first-year head coach, who was a quarterback himself. He's going to be the play caller, get his hooks in him early, have him learn the system, so when he does eventually take over for Derek Carr, he can take off running. Gap year, baby.
And not only that, it also feels like, because of the Saints and their ownership and the way they do things, there's a little inkling in the back of my brain that goes, hey, we can make some SEC fans happy. We go get the Ole Miss quarterback.
It worked with Arch.
I'm kind of serious in the sense of like there's some ties that you can draw. Yeah. It's the fan base is familiar with who he is. It's comfortable.
Yeah.
Right.
You
can talk yourself into that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's another interesting thing here. I'm not just saying this because I'm a Raiders fan, but Mel Kiper is now joining the chorus of mock drafters, as it were, slotting Ashton Jeanty at number 6 to the Raiders. And it seems like it's becoming more and more of a thing that people believe.
They've tried to figure out their offensive line. They know that they're not going to fix their receiving core with a receiver that high, and it would be a reach. So you go with the best player that you feel is available. Ashton Jeanty, obviously Chip Kelly is going to be a guy who wants to hand the ball off. Geno Smith is a quarterback that needs a run game to open things up for him because he's not a creator himself. So going and getting the top running back, it would make sense right there. I thought there's a few interesting things that stick out to me from Kiper's mock draft. And we've talked about the resurgence of running backs and the importance of having that bell cow now that the pendulum seems to be swinging back towards run the ball as defenses are getting smaller. There are two running backs off the board in the top 12.
Mm-hmm.
Jeanty at 6, and then Amarian Hampton, the running back out of North Carolina, going 12th overall to the Dallas Cowboys. That is a big shift in the way that NFL teams
are evaluating. Two top 15 running backs?
No.
You said that 5 years ago, somebody would have called you crazy.
Now, the teams that are drafting them don't seem to be the beacons of stability lately in the Raiders and the Cowboys, but, you know, that is kind of where it is. And, like, the other interesting thing is that not just two running backs, two tight ends come off the board before the first wide receiver comes off the draft board. That is because Tyler Warren out of Penn State and then Colston Loveland out of Michigan, those two guys coming off the board before you see the first receiver, which Duck fans who are Bronco fans or just Bronco fans out there, you should love this. Tetro McMillan, Kiper has him going 18th overall to the Denver Broncos. That would be a home run if they could land him.
In case you're wondering, T-Mac had his pro day the other day. At 6'4", 225 pounds, he ran a 4.48.
That's pretty good. Or excuse me, 20th overall.
20th
overall. To the Broncos.
And, 20th. And that's when you start to see the run on the wide receivers is right there.
Yeah.
So you see McMillan go. And then from Oregon Duck at 21 to the Steelers, Derek Harmon.
Yeah,
Harmon was a guy. He was a guy that was flirting with the end of the first round, early second round, and now he seems to have solidified himself at the back end, that last 10 picks.
Dude, I'm telling you, Pittsburgh and Derek Harmon, that would be perfect. He's a guy he's a Michigan kid. He understands cold weather football. You sit there and you go, JJ or TJ Watt. You still got Cam Hayward. And you plug in Derek Harmon, that front is nasty with Derek Harmon. Nasty.
It seems like a very Steeler-esque pick. But speaking of Cam Hayward has chimed in on what the Steelers should and shouldn't do as it pertains to their quarterback situation. We'll get to that next here on Danny Dusty, Danny the Fan.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we're at the last segment talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers and their potential pursuit of Derek Harmon in the NFL draft. Harmon would obviously reinforce a defensive front with longtime Steeler legendary family, Cam Hayward. Cam Hayward was on the Not Just Football podcast and was talking about the other side of the ball and talked about the Steelers' pursuit and it not coming to fruition yet with Aaron Rodgers.
I ain't doing that darkness retreat. I don't need any of that crap. Like, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. That's simple. That's the pitch. Like, if you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers, if you want to be part of it, so be it. If you don't, no skin on my back.
I mean, this sounds very much like a defensive player.
It's also, but... DK Metcalf kind of said the same thing. It was like, dude, I just want to play football. I want to be done with this quarterback stuff. I need to find out who our quarterback's going to be.
Hey, look, man, like, you asked for the trade. You got to sit there and figure that one out.
But this is – but what Aaron Rodgers is doing is stupid.
It is.
Because he wants to go to a contender. You know what a contender is full of? A bunch of guys who want to win, and they want their quarterback to be around. Mm-hmm. And it – that was never Aaron's thing. No. It never has been, and especially as his career, actually, as his career has gone on, it has become his thing. Mm-hmm. Because he was present early in his career in Green Bay, and now it's just like, no, whoever wants me is still going to want me. It sounds like the Pittsburgh players are going, I don't know about that anymore.
Well, he wants to be wined and dined and courted and all the things that come with that.
But he does it because he's going dark on everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, in now Minnesota is in a strange place. They're kind of in this waiting game. Mm-hmm. The Giants are in the same waiting game. In Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh's the one that they're going, dude, make a damn choice. Yeah. Because we don't have a backup option.
Yeah, no, if you're not going, I believe Hayward when he says it's no skin off my back. Like, it's like, hey, man, if you're going to come here, great. If not, holler at us, let us know so we can take care of business.
And they don't want to go down the route of Mason Rudolph. Because that's who it would be right now. Mason Rudolph. They don't want, and Skylar Thompson. Remember Skylar Thompson when he started for the Miami Dolphins?
Yes.
Not good. Not good.
No.
So, Pittsburgh, I understand why DK, Cam Hayward, and everybody else on that roster are probably feeling the same thing. It's just Cam Hayward has his own podcast where he can talk about it.
Well, there's also other places you can talk about stuff as it pertains to what the Minnesota Vikings could do. Nick Wright, he's Mr. Chiefs honk, but he came up with something I thought's pretty interesting as far as a path or a pursuit of another quarterback that could possibly help both teams.
Boy. Put this in the would be super interesting and fun bucket, even if I don't think it's realistic. If the Vikings are this squeamish about J.J. McCarthy to where they want to get another scorpion in the frog relationship with Aaron Rodgers, then they should quietly call the Chargers, be like, hey, Jim Harbaugh, This guy who you said was the best quarterback you ever coached, the best quarterback in your draft, we'll give you him and our first round pick. And we'll take Justin Herbert from him. The contract is tradable. Kevin O'Connell would finally have. He clearly thinks, you know, Darnold's not good enough, which I agree with him. You'd have it. Jim Harbaugh could really do the whole Michigan thing with a cheap quarterback.
Okay. Do I believe it's feasible? No. But I think if you're the Vikings, it's certainly something you should explore. If you're going, make Jim Harbaugh say it with his chest, in a sense of, if J.J. McCarthy was the best quarterback in the draft and he's the best quarterback you've ever coached. And again, who did Harbaugh coach at Stanford?
Andrew Luck.
Okay. Good quarterback?
Very good.
Okay. I don't think J.J. McCarthy's anywhere near that on any capacity, but make him say no.
Look, this is, he says it, and I want to be fair to Nick Wright, that he feels it's unrealistic.
Oh, yeah. It absolutely is, but
I also want to be fair to Nick Wright in that that clip was not the dumbest thing said in that segment, because Chris Broussard right after goes, I wouldn't even give him the first round pick.
Come on, man.
Yeah, for Justin Herbert.
Come on, man.
Here is where all of that falls apart, is that he says a tradable contract. It is not.
No, it's the cap hit is massive.
Next year, it's not like $90 million Dak Prescott. It's $46 million, which is reasonable for a quarterback. Yes. And for most teams, that would be viewed as tradable. The Minnesota Vikings have given out $300 million in contracts over like the last week. Oh. Okay. Their available cap space heading into 2026 is 32nd out of 32 teams.
How much total do they have?
$3 million.
Oh boy.
So there are ways that they get that in the NFL. There's always a way around it. Mm-hmm. Sure. But clearing $46 million is a lot more difficult. Now they can get out of like $26.5 million of Harrison Smith next year. And that clears up a very large chunk. But if you're going to bring in a guy like Justin Herbert, because you feel that your window is open, you're going to have to get rid of a lot more than that. That's what teams have to do.
Yes.
You can't just say, oh, well, we got rid of Harrison Smith and that's it, because he's an old aging safety and we had a void year in his contract, so we voided that thing out. You would have to get rid of a lot of the help that you've built. And really what Kevin O'Connell and the Minnesota Vikings have built is a roster that does not need the elite quarterback. It doesn't need the elite quarterback. Mm-hmm. It can win with an aging Aaron Rodgers. It could win feasibly with a young J.J. McCarthy. But all of the buzz about Aaron Rodgers and wanting to bring Rodgers in and having a strong willingness to bring Sam Darnold back is not a glowing review of J.J. McCarthy as an NFL quarterback. And Jim Harbaugh may have said that he was the best quarterback that he ever coached as a college quarterback. Jim Harbaugh knows better than anybody else there's a massive difference between the NFL and college. And guys that are great in college and guys who are the best quarterbacks in college don't always become the best NFL quarterbacks. But that's not to say J.J. McCarthy can't be a serviceable quarterback in the NFL. And that's what you need if you're Minnesota right now. Because where do they have their money? Justin Jefferson. Mm-hmm. They have it on their offensive line. They went and they bolstered their backfield in their running game. You have Jordan Addison. You have T.J. Hockenson. All of the weapons are at his disposal on the offensive side of the ball. And you saw how damn good they were when Sam Darnold did not turn into a pumpkin. Because they were special this year.
I mean, they were absolutely beating the brakes off teams.
Yep.
The whole J.J. McCarthy thing and Harbaugh calling the best quarterback he's ever coached, I don't believe him for a second, because there's a difference between college and the NFL, but Andrew Luck was a god in college.
Yep.
J.J. McCarthy was not. He was nowhere near that. He was perfectly fine.
But you know what J.J. McCarthy did that Andrew Luck didn't?
Win that national title.
Won a national title for Jim Harbaugh.
And so there's probably a special place in his heart, and I'm not going to argue that at all, but what Andrew Luck did in college versus what J.J. McCarthy did in college, they're not even on the same planet.
Yeah.
They didn't ask J.J. McCarthy. No, he wasn't capable of doing it. That's every time I hear that argument of like, well, the ask is different. The ask is, what can you do? Because if you can do it, they're going to ask you to do it.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. Particularly at that position. If you can take on more of the burden and be more dynamic and be more productive. I've never seen a team have a great quarterback and go, You know what we need you to do? We need you to hand it off. That's what we need you to do. That's not how it works, man. If you're great, you're great. It's just, look, can you get more out of a guy? Can you optimize a guy a little bit better? Sure. But great quarterbacks are great quarterbacks.
The Chargers are nowhere near a spot to win with a J.J. McCarthy either.
No. They've got some, they're on their way towards that, yep. But they're not there yet.
No.
So.
No, they got a long way to go.
But at bare minimum, I think it's an interesting proposition. And I think if you're the Vikings, you at least kick the can on that.
You make that call for sure. Why wouldn't you?
Look,
but
that, if you're the Lakers, you're sitting there. That's it. How you got Luka Doncic. You know what I mean? Yeah. You'd listen to the conversation. I'm sorry, what? You want Luka for 80?
And maybe if you don't get Justin Herbert, you get Easton Stick.
Ooh. Which is actually not a baseball bat.
Nah, he's a North Dakota State quarterback. Mm. There you go, baby.
That's your new quarterback going forward. Ooh, boy.
That's what John Lynch did, and he got Jimmy G. Called on Tom Brady, ended up with Jimmy Garoppolo. Not too bad.
Wasn't bad. Wasn't bad.
Yeah.
You know? Worse things have happened. You could end up with a lot worse. Like, I don't know, Anthony Davis for a generational star.
Damn.
No. Sorry,
it's okay.
Dallas.
Anthony Davis won't get her.
Oh, yeah. Quick update on that before we go into the next break here. I was originally told he was just going to go down to the G League and practice. He's going to play.
We got to sell those G League tickets,
He's going to play in a G League game, which...
Got to sell those tickets.
Is insane to me.
What G League team is that?
It's not the Rio Grande, but Texas Legends is the G League affiliate for the Mavericks.
Perfect. That'll be a poppin' high school gym that they're going to sell out.
I mean, if you can get one of those jerseys... Which has, if you've ever been to a G League game, one of the best things about the G League jerseys is there's like a nameplate that's on there, like a hockey jersey that they can just tear off.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Because that's
Velcro.
It's not quite Velcro. It's stitched on, but it comes
it's
off.
It's a single stitch there.
Yeah, it's
they're not double stitching.
No, they don't do the stitch directly lettered to the jerseys. A lot of transition happening.
Oh
there.
Wow.
So, all right, come up next. We talked about this a little bit when we talked about the NFL teams all holding their first-round picks. Is it a good idea to move up for a quarterback? We'll get to that. But first, here's the big good one, Sports Center Update.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
As we push closer and closer to the NFL draft, the age-old question pops up.
Where are the JFK files?
Yes.
Oh. I was just on Twitter. I was on the Twitter.
JFK files, Epstein files, whatever. Yeah. Whatever you want. There's files that are out that everybody wants to see.
It was trending, and I was like, what do we got here? And it was just a bunch of people mad that we haven't gotten the JFK files yet.
Look, without getting too political, they love to tease the release.
We're gonna learn a lot today, apparently.
I think they're buried with the health plan, right?
What?
The JFK files.
Mm.
They have concepts of a plan.
Concepts. There we go.
But speaking of plans, the age-old question, should you move up to draft a quarterback? Maybe, I think, is the answer. Maybe?
Yeah, well, it is a question that this year I don't think anybody should be asking themselves. Honestly, like we've seen it in years past, and I think this is where you have years where it does make sense, right? If you know that there is a number one who is clearly better than the others, and you value that skill set, absolutely go and do it. And CBS Sports did a long kind of look at the last 10 years of first round drafts where teams had moved up and gotten a quarterback. And where a lot of the whiffs happen is when you're either trading up in a non-quarterback dominant draft where you don't have a lot of top-tier guys, or it's a team that trades up to get the third or second best quarterback in a draft, a la the 49ers with Trey Lance. When they traded up and they got the third best quarterback in that draft, those are the ones that don't work out. There is value, though, in trading up for a quarterback if you do view him as your number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
This year is not a year to go and do that, because is there a clear-cut, you-know-it, bona fide number one? No. Then don't do it. Then absolutely do not do it. And it also is so dependent on who has that top pick for that, or is in position to get that top quarterback. Because if you have a young quarterback and you have the number one pick, then you will trade out. But if a team is quarterback needy and they're still willing to trade out, Tennessee this year, that is the biggest red flag of, yeah, maybe no, we should not do this. And those are the ones that have not worked out.
And that's where you see the Bryce Youngs and the Trey Lances of the world, where these clubs just went, nah, not for us. And I think it was after Bryce's rookie year, there was a GM survey. And I think every single GM was like, none of us had Bryce Young as the guy.
This kind of does feel like 2023, where college quarterbacks, really good college resumes, but so many questions that needed to be answered in order for you to know. And Carolina said, you know what, we're moving up from 9-1. And they gave Chicago everything they needed to jumpstart their rebuild, including the number one pick the following year, which they used for Caleb Williams, because that was Carolina's pick. Those are the ones that are absolute whiffs. And look, last year it was the Minnesota Vikings moving up to get J.J. McCarthy, right? And they got the fourth quarterback in that, or third quarterback in that draft.
It almost seems
meanwhile, Denver waited for Bo Nix, and they got him.
It almost seems like it's better to capitalize on that third, fourth quarterback and give up less than it is to try to go get the top guy, whether it's Darnold, whether you believe or it's Rosen or Trubisky or like one of those guys. And it just has blown up in people's faces, whereas opposed to guys like Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. Like, don't get me wrong, there's also the Justin Fields of the world that were a little further back, where it's like, There's hits and there's misses all along the way.
Yeah.
And over and over again. But the reaching for the second or third guy in the top 5-6 picks seems to be significantly more impactful on the negative end than it is for reaching for the guy in the third or fourth guy in picks 10 through 15.
Dude, there have been some brutal ones. You had McCarthy, then you have we've talked Bryce Young, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, where the Bears moved up to get Justin Fields. You have the Jets moving up three spots to get Sam Darnold.
Josh Rosen is the one to me. It's like, oof.
Josh Rosen, but that was, again, they got the third quarterback, and the Cardinals moved up to get him at 10. That was an absolute whiff. The two that do make the most sense, though, it's Josh Allen in Buffalo and Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. The Kansas City one is interesting because the Niners tried to pull what the Chiefs did, but they had to give up more capital and they had to move up to number three to get Trey Lance. All the Chiefs had to do is move up to 15, and they knew who they had. They knew who they had in Alex Smith, where they said, hey, we can have, or they move from 15 to 10, but they move up to 10 to get Patrick Mahomes. And they said, look, we know we have the ability to let him grow and mature behind Alex Smith. We have time for this to work. Just so happened, all they needed was 1 year. They needed 1 year for it to work. And Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, your offensive coach, your coaching staff, has the security of your coaching staff goes a long way in this too. Because where a lot of these failures have been is with coaching turnover. And coaching turnover, when that happens, that is the worst for any developmental quarterback, but especially a guy that your franchise is hinging so much of their future on by trading up to get those. I think those are kind of all the red flags that CBS Sports was kind of outlining is, man, it is a crapshoot. But the biggest kind of markers of it are, don't do it to get the third quarterback, Jackson Dart, right? Don't do it if you are trading up for that third quarterback and you don't have somebody waiting in the wings.
And you don't have the things necessary around them to make them successful.
And your coach and your culture have got to be solid, more so than anything else, if you're going to be moving up. Because if you don't, it's all going to fall apart.
And even and,
so many of these guys have had a revolving door of coaches. Sean McDermott has been consistent in Buffalo with Josh Allen, Andy Reid with Patrick Mahomes. Those are the two guys that are not the outliers here. Every single one of the other guys, except for Trey Lance.
I was going to say, even when you do have all of the stuff that makes sense.
It was quarterback number three. And that's the big red flag.
It's not a great place to be.
And I think that's why we're not seeing a lot of movement this year in the draft order, is that quarterback needy teams aren't going to be reaching on that because they've wised up to it.
And I think that there's always going to be a team that's going to talk themselves into something. That's always going to be the case. Yeah. It's just going to happen. But I'm going to bang this drum until I put a hole in it, man. Teams understand who they are now. There's a much better understanding of who they are, what they need to do, when they need to do it. And it just, look, I'm an analytics guy. I love numbers. I love things that you can draw from that. But there's still got to be a world where the eye tests and the other stuff matters. And I think you're just seeing teams understanding both sides of stuff so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not putting themselves in those positions. Now, bad organizations will. And even occasionally, good organizations like the 49ers will as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get caught up in one thing or another. You maybe think you're smarter than everybody in the room.
Just think of where the 49ers would be right now if they held on to that pick.
I mean, one of those picks ended up getting moved around and ended up becoming Micah Parsons.
They could use him. In the Niners draft history, outside of Trey Lance, has been really
remarkable.
Stinking good.
But that one was so impactful because of so much capital that was given up.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Tough place to be. But they recovered relatively well.
Here's a kick in the junk for the state of West Virginia. They got snubbed in the tournament. Mm-hmm. This is now emerging that West Virginia head coach Darian DeVry is emerged as Indiana's top target.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
That's a kick in the junk.
To replace Mike Woodson, who everybody knew was out.
Yikes. Well, yeah, he retired in the middle of the season.
Yeah. And they're like, hey, can you just stay through the season, dude?
Yeah, I guess.
Appreciate it, I guess. Thanks. All right, come up. We'll wrap up today's show. There's been, after a immensely successful return for the NCAA college football video game from EA Sports, players are going to be reaping some more rewards as part of the process is leading to a few more bucks in some pockets. Danny Dusty, Danny the Fan. Oh, no matter your age, you have some sort of tie, familiarity, I should say, no matter your age. If you're under probably 45, 48 years old, you've got some love for NCAA football, the video game.
Yeah, you do.
And it made its glorious return last year after a, 13-year absence, 12-year absence?
Yeah, still haven't played it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Not one time.
I'll bring it in, hook up to the TV.
Let's go.
So you have a little bit of fun. There is some news out of it. So last year, after its initial return, all the athletes that opted in were given a free copy and $600 to have their NIL licensing as part of the process. And when you start doing the math on $600, you're like, well, you start doing the numbers, like the number of players, it's like, it's a lot.
It's a big old
chunk of cash that they're paying out.
And some players didn't opt in.
There were a few that didn't, and there were some that did get more.
I think it was Amari Washington at Oregon did not opt into the game. Probably would have been a big part of Oregon. He ended up playing a lot, but yeah, that was one of the deals.
Well, remember Arch Manning was not going to be a part of it.
There were a lot of players that didn't.
And the bag came in for Arch because he ended up being a cover athlete.
Yeah, that's a good call.
They've gone out and they've already shot the new cover, including with coaches such as Franklin at Penn State, Day at Ohio State. I think Kalen DeBoer was on there as well.
Yeah, it was coaches and players and players, and there's a lot of them.
It's a big old group photo. So the money that EA Sports got out of this was certainly great. What's interesting is the money is more than doubling for the players involved. After getting $600 last year, players opting in this year will receive $1,500 each in NIL compensation for opting in. Now,
money.
15,000 players opted in last year. Only 13,000 are paid out, or roughly 85 per roster. So if you're at UAB and you're player number 100, Sorry, buddy, you didn't make the cut.
Not going to make it. I'm looking at that cover right now. Reggie Bush is on there.
Mm-hmm.
Kirby Smart, Ryan Williams, Jeremiah Smith, DJ Lagway, James Franklin is in there. I think there's Nussmeier in the back. A lot of guys I can't tell who they are.
It's not because somebody snapped a picture of them taking a picture, and it's not great.
The Duck, no. Smokey from Tennessee, Uga's in it. Yeah. There's Mark Ingram way back there. Yeah, that's going to be an awesome cover, and it looks like there's just like a couple random students. How about to be one of the students they're just like, hey, you want to come and be a part of that? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you show up and you're like, cool.
Oh, there's Reggie Bush.
Yeah.
Oh.
One of them appears to be a Wisconsin fan. Do you think he like tried to take out Smith and like give him a little some on the knee?
I mean, obviously,
super fan.
I mean, they're doing the smart thing there, and that Jeremiah Smith and Ryan Williams are probably the two biggest stars returning to college football next year outside of Arch Manning.
Front row, Kirby Smart, Reggie Bush, Jeremiah Smith, Ryan Williams.
Mm. They know what they're doing.
I think, yeah, they
are. I mean, the game sold incredibly well. It was incredibly well received, and some people called it a Madden reskin. And look, man, I played the living bejesus out of it for like 2.5 months, 3 months. Like it was, I was dead into it. We took our schools in the we did the draw for what conference we were going to be in. We ended up in that sweet Mountain West, and I had to take my Air Force Falcons to the title game.
If you're not playing with the Mac, you're doing something wrong.
You're not wrong.
Maction.
Look, we did our draws, and you couldn't pick from the top, so there's no Boise States in there. So
Kent State.
Made it fun.
Buffalo.
Get weird, baby.
Let's get weird on a Wednesday night. All right. That does it for us on this Tuesday. We got a Wednesday show tomorrow, and boy howdy, we start diving into the NCAA tournament as the first four start tonight.
Indeed.
Well, they start less than an hour. You have St. Francis in Alabama State.
Yeah, they give you the little hors d'oeuvre tonight. And
would
then
you
they
rather
you
watch
tomorrow.
Alabama State versus St. Francis or the TGL semifinals? Jupiter taking on...
Buck says they're watching both. I want to say Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta.
No Tiger. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Jupiter. Well, dude, he doesn't need an
Buck
Achilles
says it's versus the
to
Bay.
Play
Sorry.
TGL. Oh, it's right. The Bay?
Oh, okay.
All right. All right. Rye guy from the Bay going to be on tilt.
Locked in.
All right, that does it for us today. Up next, you got 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. Prime time with us. Good souk. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Bye.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe.
Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.